2009 was such a good year. Yeah. Probably easily the best year that federal workers have ever had on Capitol Hill. A variety of things happened. They got pay raises. The 401k plan was enhanced. It made it easier for retirees to come back into government. It made it easier for people in government to transition out into retirement. Alaska,
now, of course,
Hawaii,
we set it up that we don't really want to retiree would want to come back.
Well, that's an interesting. We could discuss that too, because I mean, I think people look at this very superficially in some ways.
No,
but
I know.
Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm saying that in jest.
But Alaska and Hawaii got into the locality pay system. So, and it looked like, you know, happy days are here again.
Yeah.
Then boom, 2010 is sort of treading water. And, you know, it started out with that USA Today page one story about what federal workers made.
And they came the closest to trying, they tried to choose category, because it's very difficult, as we've talked about a lot. This is a very difficult to do an apples to apples comparison,
well,
public to
the
private.
The first
sector.
Story just said, this is how much these guys make.
Right.
And then the Wall Street Journal picked it up, the Washington Times picked it up, and then USA
they did
Today
the average.
Came
the
back
average
and
feds,
did
right.
and compared them to what people in the private sector made. And that sort of set the tone.
Yeah.
I don't know what television did with that, because that's a hard story to tell on television because it requires some brains and some comparisons and
there's
things.
There's no pictures that go along with
it. But it did really set the tone, I think, for things, and the economic situation didn't help. So then you have this year, 2010, the president who initially proposed a 1.4% federal pay raise, and then at the end of the year he looks around and says, nope, we've got to have a pay freeze for 2 years.
Yeah.
Congress is happy to do it. The lame duck Democratic Congress, happy to do it. The incoming Republican House would be delighted to do it. And then they're talking about furloughs. They're talking about downsizing by attrition. And this comes right after, I mean, months after the government saying we're going to be hiring a lot of people to handle the economic situation for TARP and all that. But also we want to get these jobs, and you touched on it in your show, that are inherently governmental. They were contracted out by the Clinton administration largely and the Bush administration, which followed it. And now the Obama administration said, we want to bring them back into government where we'll have more control or more transparency. And then suddenly you have talks, instead of hiring people, you have talks of furloughs and freezes.
Yeah.
So it's been a 180 degree swing in some respects.
And it seems like the government shutdown will dodge that bullet for this fiscal year, but for next fiscal year, our crystal balls are inherently don't work very well. So, but it seems like there's a lot of fight in this town heading into a presidential election. I mean, it's a nervous time to be.
It is, and federal workers are too, pay freeze notwithstanding.
Right.
They are lucky to have jobs.
Yes.
And many of them know it. You know, we often in the media, we hear the people who complain. They tend to be the ones that vocalize and write in. But the vast majority, I suspect, say, hey, things are looking pretty good here. And, promotions will still be allowed within grade pay raises, which are worth 3%.
Right.
They'll still be allowed. So it's a very interesting year and I think it could have been much worse.
So we've been talking to a host of folks about this year, and we talked to Carol Benicero from the Senior Executive Association. We talked to the Federal Managers Association. By and large, almost the former OPM director, Linda Springer, everyone's saying a combination of this pay freeze and the changes in feds and the election and then this age of austerity that really has just come to the federal government and very, very quickly, because we were talking just months ago about agencies hiring.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's furloughs, just a complete change.
Yeah, the Mercury Venus. All aligned in the wrong way for federal workers.
Yeah. And so the I guess a little scary part is nobody really sees that changing for 2011.
No, unless you had a huge influx of tax revenue.
Yeah.
A lot of the proposals, for instance, the one to create a Roth option and do all of this kind of thing. These things could be in jeopardy now because they have to be revenue neutral. You can't have anything coming in, and they are going to cut flexible spending accounts, the amount you can set aside. That's been announced as part of the Affordable Care Act, I think. But they're looking for ways to raise revenue, and at the same time, you have this proposal to cut the Social Security payroll tax by two right. percentage points. And people who think this out are looking around, they're saying, some say we have no choice to stimulate the economy, and others say, excuse me, weren't you telling me 3 weeks ago that right. Social Security was going broke? So these are really kind of Hail Mary plays, it seems to some people.
Yeah. It's my, I mean, we always say that we live in interesting times.
Right.
Sometimes it gets a little too interesting.
Yeah. It's people forget it. That's not a conversation piece. Yeah. That's a Chinese curse.
And as folks look back at 2010, it's going to, I mean, I think that this story will even grow, its importance will even grow over time as we look back in history books.
Yeah, yeah. This also goes to show you that nobody's crystal ball works very well.
Right.
Because who would have...
That's why I don't make predictions. Because I
refuse to do it.
It's, yeah.
And if I do, there was so many caveats in it. You tell about how often... David Broder, the Washington Post columnist, has a wonderful habit that he does every year, and he does a column right in the first, I think in early January, and he says, here's what I said, here's what happened.
Right.
Boy, was I wrong.